We do send out damage survey teams when we know we have tornadic damage. And the whole idea is to make sure we document it. We get a path length and a path width, and then we assign a wind speed. And the only way to assign wind speeds after tornadoes or even straight line wind events really is to actually look at damage. Radar gives us a lot of clues, but it's not perfect. And in many of these cases, we're sampling much, much higher above the ground. And so to know what actually went on at the ground, at the site, you have to go visibly see it. And then we're able to compare that to damage from other events.